الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching an episode of the series Modesty is a Branch of Faith. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when Thursday arrives, Allah Azza wa Jal sends angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite Salat on me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday. That is the night between Thursday and Friday. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Padhta rahun kasrat se durood un pe sada mein. Padhta rahun kasrat se durood un pe sada mein. Aur zikr ka bhi shauk paye ghausur azade. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intentions. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, the believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, let's make some good intentions. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode till the very end to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever you hear in this episode, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, try to apply in your real life. And whenever you hear Sallu alal Habib, you will recite Salat alal Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is Modesty of the Honorable Companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Let's start with a parable. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that once the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was laying on his bed, covered with my shawl. In the meantime, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sought permission from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to enter. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam granted him permission. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then fulfilled his need and he left. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sitting in the same state with the shawl on him. Then Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sought permission from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam granted him permission and fulfilled his need. And he also left. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam remained covered in the shawl in the same state. Then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sought permission and entered. The noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sat straight up and said to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, take your shawl. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then fulfilled the need of Sayyidina Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and he also left. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha humbly asked the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, upon the arrival of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you did not do what you did when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma entered. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is very modest. If I had granted him permission in the same state, then there was a fear that his need would not have been fulfilled. That is, he would have gone back without saying anything. Allahu Akbar Kabira, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ya ilahi de hame bhi daulate sharmo haya. Ya ilahi de hame bhi daulate sharmo haya. Hazrat Usma Ghaniye ba haya ke vaste. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was brought up by the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was so modest that the embodiment of modesty himself, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, respected his modesty, and the innocent angels of Allah Azza wa Jal also felt shy from him. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, we were with Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, I have never committed fornication during the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, nor have I committed after embracing Islam. Instead, after embracing Islam, my modesty has further increased. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have just heard a faith refreshing parable about the beautiful attribute of modesty of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder. This is the state of modesty of the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then imagine what the state of modesty of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would be. Regarding the modesty of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as we heard in the previous episode as well, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was more modest than a maiden in her parda. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Aqa ki haya se juki rehti nazar aksar. Aqa ki haya se juki rehti nazar aksar. آنکھوں پہ میرے بھائی لگا کفل مدینہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a person usually has to pass through three stages in his life. Number one, childhood. Number two, youth. And number three, old age. In childhood, human nature is attracted to sports and play. Body parts get weak in old age. He suffers from diseases, as inclined to sins and worships more. Whereas in youth, this is an important stage in life, which the inner nafsani khwaishat dominate human nature. Since at this stage of life, the body parts are safe and healthy, the youth, being the testimony of youth is crazy, forget their purpose of life. Instead of spending these precious moments of life in acts that please Allah Azza wa Jal, they destroy them in acts of immodesty. Therefore, the ideal lives of our pious saints play a worthy role for us to protect the youth from the destructions of immodesty. No matter how hard the nafs and shaitan tempted them to commit sins, these holy persons remained modest even in the prime of their youth, and in return, they became deserving of the favors and honors for their acts in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to a parable of a modest young man. In the blessed era of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a young man who was very pious and he used to worship a lot. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would also be surprised at his worship. After performing Isha Salah in the masjid, this young man would go and look after his old father. On the way, a beautiful woman used to call towards him and he would not pay attention to her and would pass by with his gaze lowered. Finally, one day, the young man moves towards her with an evil intention due to a shaitanic whisper and her call. As he reached the door, he recalled the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is stated in part 9 of Surah Araf, Ayat 201, translation of Quran Kanzul Iman. Indeed, those who fear get alerted whenever a temptation from the devil troubles them, and they perceive immediately. Upon recalling this blessed ayah, his heart was so overpowered with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that he fell down unconscious. When much time had passed and he did not reach his home, his old father went out to search for him. After finding him with the help of some other people, he took him home. As he gained consciousness, his father asked him about the whole incident. Having explained the whole incident, the young man mentioned the blessed ayah. Again, he was overpowered with extreme fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He screamed loudly and then passed away. His ghusl, undertaking and burial were carried out in the night. In the morning, when this incident was related to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to his father to express his condolences. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, why did you not inform me in the night? I would have also attended the funeral. The old father humbly said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, keeping your rest in mind, I did not find it suitable. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, take me to his grave. Having reached there, He recited the following ayah, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and for one who fears to stand before his Lord are two gardens. The young man said loudly by calling out from inside his grave, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, indeed my Rabb has granted me two paradises. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard how strong the Madani mindset of our pious predecessors were in performing acts of worship and protecting themselves from immodesty? The pious people had, even in the prime of their youth, they used to spend most of their time worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and looking after their parents. These holy persons used to always be fully aware of shaitanic tricks. That's why, despite being able to commit sins, they used to protect their gazes and used to protect themselves from acts of immodesty. Remember, shaitan is the enemy of a Muslim, and he's the enemy from the very beginning. He tries his best to divert Muslims from the path of the righteous people to the path of evils, so that immodesty can be removed from the society and shamelessness and immodesty can be spread out. Therefore, the wise people should follow these pious predecessors and blessed companions, and most importantly, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and continue to fight against the cursed shaitan. Beware to never be attracted towards the deceptions of shaitan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are listening to different parables related to modesty of the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. After the apparent demise of the Rasul of Rahma sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the lady of paradise, the princess of both the worlds, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was so overtaken by the grief of passing away of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that she radiyallahu ta'ala anhu never smiled. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha was only seen smiling once before passing away. The following is a report from one occasion. All her life, the Lady of Paradise radiyallahu ta'ala anha concealed herself from the eyes of strange men, but was worried lest people see her shrouded body after her demise. On one occasion, Sayyidina Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, in Ethiopia, I saw people tying branches of trees together to make a type of pyre for the deceased, and then it would be covered in a cloth. She then had some branches of date trees brought and joined them together and covered them with the cloth to show it to the Lady of Paradise radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha became very happy and smiled. This is the only instance of one witnessing her smile after the apparent demise of our greatest and holiest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, nobody has ever seen such a unique sight of modesty. Despite the fact that she felt sad about her beloved father, the beloved and best Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, throughout her life after his blessed demise, she remained modest even until her blessed demise. She remained worried only for this, lest anyone's gaze falls on her shroud after her blessed demise. Likewise, there is a parable of a blessed female companion, Sayyidatuna Umme Khallad, that is the blessed woman who saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman, having faith, and passed away in the same state. Her son was martyred in a battle. In order to ask about him, she went to see the noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with a veil over her face. On seeing her, someone said surprisingly, even now you're wearing a veil? She radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, I have certainly lost a son, but not my modesty. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you seen the parda of Sayyidatuna Umme Khallad radiallahu ta'ala anha? She retained her parda even after the martyrdom of her son. Unfortunately, at present, the parda is considered to be a burden, ma'azallah, in our society due to being impressed by Western culture. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, in this episode we've tried to cover some parables related to the modesty of the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. May Allah azza wa jal grant us all with the gift of modesty And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us modesty and forgive all of us without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Lameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, tomorrow we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Oh, you.